it's time for an 8-bit flashback. There's no hidden sound on this week's 8-bit flashback simply because there's not a lot of sound in this game. What is in this game for sound is basically utilitarian. This time we're going to look at a very obscure but highly addictive title called Sci-Fi Trading Company. While I don't recall it ever being released for 16-bit machines, I do believe that there are versions floating around for the Atari and Apple 8-bit machines. Sci-Fi doesn't have anything to do with trading, really. It's a strategy game of very different proportions than I've seen on any other game. The story, basically, you're a starship captain transporting cargo from point A to point B. The distance between the two points increases with the difficulty of the level you select. The greater the distance, the less chance you'll have of it succeeding. Of course, the higher the reward at the end as well. This game is hard, people. I mean, even the easy level is damn hard. Frustrating could be used to describe it at times, but the complimentary word to that is also addictive. This is the sort of game that you can spend an entire weekend on and not feel like you got anything accomplished. Your goal is trying to transport cargo intact to the destination. Seems simple enough. You're the captain and you really don't do any work. Instead, you order around your crew members to perform tasks and do what you say to the best of their ability. Since you handpick your crew from a handful of individuals at the beginning of the game, you also control the type of individual that takes the different stations on board the ship, such as weapons, scanning, engineering, repair, and more. Each station is manned by a different individual, so you must deal with the individual's strengths and weaknesses while flying your mission. While one individual may be a crack shot on weapons console, as long as things are cheery, he may totally panic and go up in smoke if put under stress. Likewise, your navigator may tend to balk your orders from time to time if he feels you're incorrect in your assessment of the situation. Even robots can be used for crew members, and they too have their strengths and weaknesses. Part of the game's charm is figuring out the right crew combination and how to control them properly based on those selections. The game elements are fairly basic. As you try to reach your destination, enemy pirates attempt to stop you by trying to disable your ship so they can maraud it. So, should all your defenses and navigation fail, you will be boarded. Even I get boarded sometimes. And you will be pillaged and the game will be over. The name of the game should have probably been Priorities 101, since that is really what this game will teach you. And it will teach you in a hurry. As you get hit, you'll start taking damage, and key elements of the ship, like life support, weapons, engines, and more, will start decreasing in functionability until finally they quit working. Naturally, if you completely lose any critical system, your mission will screech to a halt, since if you lose navigation, you're a sitting duck. If you lose weapons, you can't return fire. If you lose repair, then you can't fix anything. If you lose environmental, your crew starts to die, etc., etc. So, back to priorities. A sophisticated message queue keeps track of all of your messages from the crew, and when the action gets hot, you will get tons of messages to deal with, from damage reports to worthless reports, if you got a weenie at one of the stations. You must deal with the issues quickly and prioritized, in a manner that will facilitate mission success. Now, this isn't easy. You have a handful of repair droids to deploy. The more you assign to a damaged area, the faster it gets repaired. But other systems may be failing as well. If your cargo area is damaged, for example, your cargo will start to go bad or be destroyed. Your score or monetary payment at the end of the game depends on the cargo quality and quantity that you deliver. But if you let life support fail in an area, you could lose a crew member. Even the damn repair droids get damaged, and you have to assign droids to repair the other droids. Now, above all this, don't forget your defenses, like shields, navigation, which also must be repaired. This game is anything but slow-moving. You'll probably need to get jacked up seriously on caffeine or other stimulant before you play. You'll need the quick energy. Part of the beauty of this game is the intricate control system that, for a change, actually works in a game. With all of the types of message queuing and assigning and all that other sort of thing that you have to do in this game, it'd be really easy to make a control system that does not work. These boys thought about it pretty hard when they came out with this particular control system, and that really lends to the game's addictiveness as well as replayability. You know, I played the game a few times while compiling screens for the show, and I'll tell you what, my age is showing. I mean, I got my ass kicked every time I played. But in the old days, I used to be able to even play the hardest missions and still get to point B, although limping and damaged to hell. The game does keep you coming back, at least until you finish the easy mission. Then you don't feel like you have to play over and over and over and over again to feel accomplished. If you like strategy games that move fast, and you think you got a good handle on the idea of priorities, then this game is definitely for you. Now, this game certainly isn't for everybody, obviously, but for those of you who can appreciate this sort of a game, you will think it's the bomb. Now, the version I picked up off the net, it was a crack. The original protection was just horrid. I believe it was Accolade that originally let this game go. And the crack that's probably the one floating around the net requires you to basically change discs to side two of the disc before you finalize your crew selection. And there's a directory. The directory of the first disc kind of tells you that, but until you know exactly where to change discs, it may confuse you. So just before it says, you know, are you sure this is the final crew you want, use the emulator, change discs, and then hit yes, that's the crew I want, and you'll be fine. Go ahead and pick this game up. You know, once I open my 8-bit area, this game and all the other ones featured in Retro Radio will be available. But, of course, there are numerous different places on the net to get these cool 8-bit games. It's a very refreshing game. You'll feel very refreshed at the type of gameplay it is and how very addictive it is. And, of course, the replay value just can't be beat. So that was Sci-Fi Trading Company. Go ahead and pick it up. It's a 2-disc game, so if you only get one, you're not going to get to play it. But that was another one of those games that really kept me busy back in the old days.